back on the podcast. It is a it's going to be a different kind of a show. We're not going to do a top five. We're not going to do leftovers. We're not going to do pop junk, retro junk. We're just going to do a straight review, a quick, small episode of summer movie Godzilla. We just got back from the theater. Evan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Corey's not seeing Godzilla until Sunday. We were lucky enough to both have the day off on Friday, so we got to venture out into the lovely city of Boston.
The multiplex.
We went to the AMC and the Boston Common. We went full IMAX 3D. Let's just, you know, say it in my mouth.
Say it to my face, in my mouth.
So we were pretty pumped up to see Godzilla, and I thought I wanted to do just a one-shot review on Godzilla. So I'll real quick. This will be off of the my Flixster app. So in 2014, the world's most revered monster is reborn as Warner Brothers Pictures and Legendary Pictures unleash the epic adventure Godzilla from new visionary director Gareth Edwards, who is known for the movie Monsters, which is streaming on Netflix. You should check it out if you have not seen Godzilla yet. Comes a powerful story of human courage and reconciliation in the face of titanic forces of nature. When the awe-inspiring Godzilla rises to restore balance as humanity stands defenseless. Evan, what did you think about Godzilla?
That last part of the description is kind of, I think that's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah, it is a little bit. We'll get into spoilers. We'll just, because it's going to be difficult to not talk about spoilers with this movie, so we'll just give our overall thoughts and then dive right into spoilers. Actually, let me talk about the, I'll talk about the cast real quick. The cast includes Aaron Taylor Johnson. He plays Ford Brody. That's his name, by the way.
Was that his name?
We were discussing the way out of the theater. Didn't know his name. Okay. You may remember Aaron Taylor Johnson as Kick-Ass. He was John Kick-Ass in the movie Kick-Ass. Might not have been John, I don't know.
That was Kick-Ass?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Elizabeth Olsen played the love interest. Her name was Ellie Brody. She's the successful Olsen sibling.
Right.
And these two will go on to play brother and sister. They're husband and wife in this movie. They will go on to play brother and sister in The Avengers. That's
weird.
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Ken Watanabe, a friend of the podcast, Ken Watanabe.
Friend of the podcast, Ken Watanabe.
He played Dr. Ishiro. He basically just kind of like, just kind of came through the walls, would say something profound, and then just kind of like mosey on into the background the whole movie. It was really strange.
He always had like a concerned look on his face.
Yeah.
Different kind of character than what we've seen him in
before. Yeah, for sure. And Bryan Cranston as Joe Brody.
Yeah.
Cranston was great in this, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a ton of screen time.
Not a ton of Cranston, but he's very good.
Yes, some quality Cranston in this movie. So, Evan, I will ask you again, what did you think about Godzilla?
That was pretty good. Yeah. Like I said to you before, when it ended it, I thought it was 100 times better than Pacific Rim.
Yeah,
way better.
We did stack this up against Pacific Rim because that was last year's giant monsters fighting movie.
Yeah,
and this was this year's giant monsters fighting movie. This one was so like, I'm a fan of Guillermo del Toro, but this one had so much more substance. There was so much more under the surface of this movie that there's just so much more like thought put into like the shots and the visuals and like how you see the monsters on screen rather than, like, you know, you get your standard Transformers movie or Pacific Rim where they just beat you over the head with, like, these are the monsters and they're fighting and they're smashing them together and you're just...
Yeah.
You're numb to it by the end of the movie. I thought with Godzilla, it's not a slow burn, but it's a build. It's a journey to get to the actual Godzilla and you'll get, like, a glimpse of him and then you don't see him for a little while. And something we talked about on the way out of the theater was the fact that you'll see the monsters like almost in the backgrounds of certain shots where there's stuff happening in the foreground that's important, but by the way, there's like crazy ass monsters going on in the background.
Yeah.
I thought that Gareth Edwards was a really good pick for this movie because If you watch the movie Monsters, it's like I said, it's streaming on Netflix. That's his first movie. It's like there's monsters tearing up the world, but it's sort of like it's what's happening around. You know what I mean? Like you're not in it. You're not in the shit. Like watching the monsters tear things apart. You're going through torn up cities.
Yeah.
And like the way he shot that movie
was kind of like that.
It was very similar.
Yeah.
Almost in like Monsters was almost like a documentary style. It's not documentary style, but I mean like they're like almost like, you know, recounting like what had happened here when, you know, shit went down. And yeah, I was a fan of this movie. It did not blow me away, but there were some really I like everything. Like obviously, when Godzilla's on screen, it's like it's almost jaw dropping.
Yeah.
But I liked everything in the middle, although some of the plot points were dumb. It's kind of a dumb movie.
Yeah.
It's not.
But it doesn't take itself way too serious.
Yeah, I think that's where it will succeed is the fact that it doesn't take itself super serious.
Yeah.
Like. What happens to the main character, the Ford Brody character throughout the movie, is sort of borderline ridiculous.
Yeah.
The whole way.
There's no way he'd be able to live through that.
Or just his importance throughout the whole entire movie, like, should be called into question. Like, he's just, like, he's almost like the Forrest Gump of this goddamn movie. Like,
yeah,
he's just everywhere. He's just where, like, things are going down.
He just happens to be in all, like, the important
parts. Yeah, like, he's... Basically, he's taking the camera through this entire movie. Yeah. Like you're following him. I don't know. I don't know. What did you think of the look of Godzilla?
I thought it was pretty good. It looked like they were trying to get it way far away from the Godzilla 2000.
No, Godzilla 98. Godzilla 2000 is a Japanese movie.
Oh.
The 1998 Roland Emmerich Godzilla is what you're referring to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
I thought that was... Never mind. Okay, so I thought... they were trying to get away from the look of the Roland Emmerich Godzilla, which I thought was good because that movie sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a generally really hated movie. Obviously, this movie was trying to erase that memory. It's one of those things where I hate bringing up, like, I want to see Godzilla. Everybody always makes, like, it's such an easy joke. Like, oh, is Matthew Broderick going to be in it? Like you just wish that movie never happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge
fan.
People
always reference that when you talk about this new Godzilla.
Exactly. And, like, I'm a huge fan of the old Godzilla movies. I love, like, I love going back and watching the old, like, the black and white ones.
Yeah.
But I was a huge fan of Godzilla 1985, when that was a movie that was, like... I think it was an American and Japanese production. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure. But, I mean, it had an American release and everything. And I remember you would go into the movie store all the time and always see Godzilla 1985. And
yeah.
I love that movie. And this does return to form with the original Godzilla movies, whereas, like, all this references of forces of nature. It's all this metaphor for us mistreating nature. And nature's coming back to bite us in the ass.
Yeah, they come back to fuck us up.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. I thought they pulled that off really well, just the whole going back and kind of the classic Godzilla. There's a lot of really cool throwbacks to the classic Godzillas, but I don't want to talk about that until spoilers. I'll just say overall that this is a movie that you probably need to see in the theater and should see in IMAX 3D.
Yes, we did see it in IMAX 3D.
Yeah.
The glasses and the whole bit.
Yeah. It's just visually, it's really stunning. There's a couple, like, jaw-dropping moments where you're just the way that, like, you're not taken out of the movie. It's obviously a CGI Godzilla. It's not going to please everybody.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the guy, the man in the rubber suit is a long gone, you know, it's for a bygone era. It's not going to happen.
You can't match the scale of these monsters.
No, you can't. And having it be CGI, it doesn't take you out of the movie at all. I don't think.
I at this point in this age now, it's kind of a given now. Like, they're just going to do CGI, and that's how it's going to be. But it depends on how good it looks
but
now.
It's so good now that, like, they've got it, you know, it's done right. Obviously comparing this to Pacific Rim, I just thought, like, there was enough human drama there was enough going on with the human characters to really get you invested in what was happening, even though some of it was a little bit...
I'd say the first half. And yeah. The second half was kind of...
Yeah, it was...
It was more focused on the... On
the monster.
Yeah. Monster.
But yeah, it was the characters, it was the human characters that carried you through the first hour. And I always feel like it's movies like that, I always wonder, like, are people finding this boring because Godzilla is not on screen?
Yeah.
I wonder that, because it's not.
No.
It was very interesting what was happening.
It was just how is the world dealing with this crisis going on right now, you know?
Right. So...
And it wasn't, like... overly pro, like, military, the military's here.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it wasn't anything like that. I like how the first portion of the movie took place in Japan.
Yeah. It kind of spans the globe a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, they basically segue from Japan to Hawaii to the Pacific coast of, like, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I mean, I say we just jump right into spoilers because there's so much other stuff.
I have maybe like one or two problems that I can't talk about unless we get into spoilers.
Okay, so if you're turning it off now, if you don't want to hear spoilers for Godzilla, this is definitely a movie that you should go out and see in the theaters.
Should we give our rating now?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it again at the end, but out of 5, I'd say this is a 3.5.
Yeah, I'll go 3.
I wasn't disappointed. But I wasn't blown away.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, pooping my pants.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to see it again.
But it was good.
Until it's on regular TV.
Right. It was good, but yeah. I wasn't amazing.
No, it didn't,
I'd say it's a 3, like, more leaning towards a 3.5.
Yeah, my stocks didn't go up and down. I did sort of mark out twice.
There's a few parts that I was like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. So... Go see Godzilla in theater. It's a good theater movie. It's a fun theater movie.
It's a fun 3D movie.
Yeah, I mean, it looks sleek as hell.
This is 3D. My first 3D movie.
Since Clash of the Motherfucking Titans. Which has been known around, it's like universally known as the worst conversion to 3D.
So, the bad reference.
Bad point of reference for 3D movies, but... Godzilla, definitely good 3D.
Very good, yeah. And I'll give a short little review of my experience doing 3D this time around. The glasses didn't bother me like I thought they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
A few times I had to adjust them.
Yep.
I could see glare in the corner of my eyes from the lights on the floor.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Which sort of bothered me.
And we were up high enough that like we were constantly dealing with silhouettes in front of the screen.
Yeah, that too. And I will say... I haven't yet to be further in the row mm-hmm. of the theater, further up in the theater to see 3D. But if I would say you should sit in the back because it looks like you're right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so sit in the back.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't sit in the front.
When I saw Gravity, I put my hood up so I had no peripherals.
That's perfect.
It was just like, boom, you're in space.
Yeah.
See Gravity. Just kidding.
And I don't need to see that Male Fishant movie because I think I got enough in the trailer.
Yeah, no, that movie's gonna. That movie looks. If I'm saying it. Fucking. I don't know. I can't.
Maleficent?
Maleficent? Mass Efficient.
It's Angelina Jolie and she
Mass Effect.
Talks. Mass Effect, yeah.
Yeah.
Which.
Maleficent.
Is. They're saying Mass Effect's gonna be a movie, but that's a different episode.
That's a different episode for a different day. So we're gonna dive into spoilers, so if you haven't seen Godzilla yet, go see it and then come back and finish this episode.
Yes.
Bye. Okay, so from here on in, spoilers to Godzilla.
So if you have seen it,
welcome back.
If you haven't, then we're gonna ruin everything.
Yeah.
So you're probably planning on not seeing it.
There were a lot of random internet spots, TV spots, whatnot that were insinuating that there was more than one monster. Obviously, Godzilla being the title character.
Not until like a week before release, I think.
Yeah, they were kind of. I think they just said fuck it. And just said, we'll just start showing shit. So essentially, the first monster that you see...
A few things before we dive in.
Okay, go ahead.
Before we get to that. They did a thing that I kind of like
mm-hmm.
with the trailers, where they put shit in the trailers that's not in the movie. Or, I should say, they change things in the trailer to not spoil the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, there was a scene in the trailer where the door is closing and it's the monster... like screaming.
Mm-hmm. And it's Godzilla.
And it was
in the trailer.
I think it was, yeah.
It is.
I think it was supposed to be Godzilla in the trailer. But that's not what happens in the actual movie.
No.
Which was good.
Yes.
I'm glad that they did that.
So the first, all right, so first things first, I could already tell that Bryan Cranston was going to die because in the first 20 minutes of the movie, it was everything of him in the trailer.
Right.
It was everything.
Everything, yeah.
The first 20, so I was like, all right, well, he'll clearly die. So, like, he's that crazy guy that I thought I was a little cliched. Like, I know what's going on, but nobody else does. And he figures out that they have some sort of like a, what was it, like a fucking egg or whatever. The thing that becomes Mothra.
Yeah.
And I'm calling it Mothra. What do they call it in the movie?
Muto.
Yeah, Muto or something like that. Yeah, it's Mothra.
It's an abbreviation for something.
Motherfucking Mothra.
That was my one problem with the movie. I don't think that the Bryan Cranston character should have died. I think he should have been given a lot more to do and was trying to do something to stop the monsters.
Yeah, I mean, you would figure that, like, that's probably why he signed on to the movie, because it was probably, like, a quick shoot.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? We need you to play this quick character. He was great in it, by the way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
For everything that he had to do, he was excellent.
Which is why I thought he should have lived, and I thought he should have been the main character.
Yeah, he was a much more interesting character than the Aaron, what, friggin' kick-ass character. Yeah. What's his name? But, yeah, no, it wasn't meant to be. Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Stop having so many fucking names.
Yeah, really.
Where the hell was I? So the first monster we see is the Mothra character.
Yeah.
The thing that flies around.
I had no idea either.
It's really cool looking for one.
I had no idea that was going to... But we were going to see a lot of Mothra first.
Yeah. So he's like the first like monster that shows up, and then Ken Watanabe has everything all figured out. And he realizes that Mothra is trying to mate with the other Mothra, but it has no wings.
Yeah.
It's like the male Mothra or whatever. But I was hoping it was King Geodra. That would have been fucking awesome. I was really pumped because they were like, there was another. And it was like, and it shows like they had it held in Nevada.
Yeah.
What did you think of the fact that these things all like were horny for radiation? Like they ate like nuclear fusion. Like they ate radiation.
Well, I guess it makes sense for like,
why they're so big.
Why they're so huge and
so in Vince Mancini's in his,
and it helped with the MacGuffin.
It did help with the MacGuffin. And Vince Mancini from Film Drunk, his thing, he was like, he made a joke about how one of the monsters used a missile as a vibrator, and I thought that was funny and ha ha ha. And then it actually was kind of true.
Yeah.
It was like trying to mate, and it like took a missile and like I don't know.
Yeah.
What the hell was it doing?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like there were certain things that they were like, we're gonna blow it up. We're not gonna blow it up. Like what are we doing with this missile again?
Yeah, it's like
we're luring it. Are we blowing it up?
It's supposed to be bait, but they kept taking it.
Yeah,
they kept finding it and taking it, and then they take it back. And
yeah,
then they lose it again.
Then they said go, and they said don't go.
they said come, and they said don't go.
Yeah. So basically the big major spoiler for this movie, and if I had known this going in, I wouldn't have flipped out, but Godzilla is the hero.
Yeah.
Godzilla is here to save the motherfucking
day. He's actually recognized as the hero by the end of the movie.
Things I geeked out on. All right. The first full shot of Godzilla is fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It was fucking awesome.
The second thing I geeked out for, so basically all three monsters converge in the Pacific Coast. And they have a big fight in downtown San Francisco. And Godzilla is down and out, my friend. He's Dunsky.
Yeah.
He comes back. Motherfucker shoots, like, radiation from his mouth. Which is what he does in the, you know, the other Japanese.
Does he know he has these powers? Or he's just figuring it out?
I would assume he knows.
He should. But, like, he doesn't use it until, towards the end.
No. So, yeah, he actually shoots, like, the radiation beam from his mouth, which looked cool as hell. I kind of marked out for that. And I kind
of... It was not one of the coolest parts of the movie.
Yeah, not that I saw it coming, but I half expected it because they were staying so close. They had so many homages to the original movies.
He kind of looked like that
Ghibli
suit.
He did...
not the dude. I meant, like,
I know
the suit itself.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that, and he did the tail whip.
Yep, he did the kick-ass, which was another great part.
Do you remember... The video game, King of Monsters. There was a fighting game where either it was a ripoff of Godzilla or you could be Godzilla. And I just remember always using the tail whip.
I think so.
Anyways, it just reminded me of that. Yeah, and then when he finally defeated the final Mothra, he set it into his mouth.
Yep.
He took the jaws of the monster.
A joke that we've been using the past couple episodes.
Yeah, say it in my mouth. It
actually happened.
Yeah, he opened the jaws of the monster's mouth and breathed the fucking hot breath into him.
And fucking killed it.
Yeah, and he, like, literally, legit, like, gets up. Everyone, like, at the end of the movie, he legit, like, peace out, I'm going back in the water. And there's, like, a little newspaper. Did you notice the newspaper? It said, Godzilla is king of the monsters.
It said, save... Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Or there was, like, a headline just, on, like, a... Or, like, a news ticker.
All I saw was, the savior of our city.
It's a king of the monsters.
Oh, it's awesome.
That was a very cool homage.
I liked, I don't know if you caught it, but there was a little, T2 action going on here where he was down and out, and then he came back to save the day right at the end.
Yeah.
Which is, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a little T2-ish with the eye opens and everything.
Yeah, like he was down, he thought he's done, and then he comes back to fucking kick ass.
Yes.
He laid down twice in this
movie. Yes, he did lay down twice.
He fucking had enough twice. He laid down, got a building that just demolished over him, and then he got up and saved the day, and then he fell down again.
Yeah.
And then he walked away.
See, I don't know if anyone's trying to try and come at me with the argument, because I hated Man of Steel. One of the things I obviously hated about it, and now it's sort of cliche, but I remember saying this when we left the theater, like, he's just knocking over buildings and killing people.
Yeah.
In this movie, sort of the same deal,
yeah.
Except it's just clunky fucking monsters, like, banging in a building.
Yeah,
like,
they don't...
There's nothing they can do about it.
They don't know. They're just...
Right.
They're just in nature. To them, it's just nature.
Yeah, they're just walking down the... You know, they're just walking around, like, whatever, just bouncing into shit. Like, you know... And it's not as jarring as it was in Superman. In Superman, it's fucking jarring.
Yeah. And I mean, through the second half, when Godzilla shows up, they think he's the like an enemy, too. Like, they think he's another evil monster.
Yeah, and you also would assume that they evacuated the city by then.
Yeah.
Because they were... All monsters were converging on...
Well, yeah, they showed them all herding everybody into the subway.
Yeah, so you would assume that a lot of... I mean, I'm sure plenty of people died, regardless. Two of my favorite scenes I want to talk about real quick. One is when they're crossing all the army dudes are crossing a bridge.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, yeah, they're trying to see if the...
The bridge is intact. And they... And the Mothra character is below them, and, like, it's really close to them.
You get a really big close-up.
Yeah, and the sound... Well, the sound in that scene is awesome. Yeah. It's really cool.
It was awesome.
And then there's another bridge scene, which is when Godzilla finally shows up in San Francisco. And, you know, the real hero of that movie is the bus driver.
Yeah.
When he was just like, fuck it.
Fuck this.
Yeah. And then it was... I literally laughed out loud, and I didn't mean to, but there's a school bus full of children, and the bus driver's just like, F it, and he's trying to get off the bridge, and there's like... missiles being shot and Godzilla and monsters and everything, and all the little kids are screaming and crying in the back of the bus, so he's just driving like, oh, and the kid's like, ah, and he's like, ah, oh my god, I literally laughed out loud. It was just like a school bus full of crying children, like getting, like trying to get away from Godzilla. It was hilarious.
I did like Godzilla saving the day in that scene when the ships are firing the missiles,
yeah,
and Godzilla's saved by deflecting the missiles.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And then he just walks through the bridge.
Yeah, just walks right through. Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely like a super fun movie. Like we said before in the spoilers, like, there's nothing really that happens that, like, you're like, holy crap. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, this is what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
It completely met expectations, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know there was going to be three fucking monsters.
I knew there would be more than one.
Yeah, I knew there was, yeah.
I
didn't know we're going to see Mothra through most of the movie.
Yeah, how he was basically the villain.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, like, the theme of the movie is how, like, nature always balances out. And it was basically, like, Mothra, you know, it was trying to mate with the other monster. And, like, Godzilla was just, like, you know, he's a spider.
He's the
killing
alpha,
a fly.
He's the alpha predator.
Yeah, he's the alpha predator. He's a spider killing a fly. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just part of nature. This is what it is. And then
he's a good guy.
But he's a good guy, right. I know. He doesn't eat people. You figure he'd just be interested in, like, just smashing
Yeah,
shit.
You figure once he's done with Mothra, he's just
You just turn on the humans.
Yeah.
Just start, cooking them.
But he kind of gave, like, the arm in the air in a way before he exited. He, like... He got up, walked away, turned around, yelled up to the sky, and then got back.
Yeah,
in the
just
water.
Jumped in the drink, and you figure he'll be back.
Like, he was doing like the man,
yeah, man, yeah, like everyone's like, yeah, go Godzilla. Like, I didn't really see that coming.
No,
like I was like, someone should be giving him a high five right now.
Yeah,
he should be like posing with like pictures with children and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a little goofy, a little bit.
I half expected them to try and capture him before the end of the movie.
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. And then, like, the military is the bad guys or whatever. But, Yeah, no, I mean, it's a super fun movie. It's pretty dumb for the most part.
But in a good way.
But in a good way.
Like, it's corny, but I liked it.
Something that we talked about on the way home, and this is just movie stuff in general. I don't know how you people at home think about this, what you think about it, but the clapping. The clapping during the movie.
Oh, man.
So the first time they show Godzilla, roarous ovation, lots of clapping in the theater.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
And then when he finally used the beam out of his mouth. All right,
I'm
going
to say there was
four cheers.
Four times they clapped.
Okay.
With the crowd.
Then there was when he came back.
There was the tail thing they clapped.
Oh, yeah, the tail thing, yeah.
Yeah, the when he used his power.
And then when he finally killed Mothra at the end.
Yeah.
Four times people clapped.
And did they clap at the end?
Probably.
Yeah.
They were clapping in the streets.
They were clapping a lot.
A lot of clapping.
This was like when we saw Captain America and they laughed at everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
They laughed at every
people
single
joke.
People thought
every
thing.
Single joke was fucking Night at the Apollo.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy hell.
It was so about the yucks.
They were dancing in the aisles.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, there was so much clapping. I don't understand the clapping. I don't get it. I'm not trying to be Mr. Cool Guy. I'm saying that no one on that screen can hear you clap.
But if you want to react to something that happened, yeah. You're excited, that's fine. But
why clap?
Why clap, yeah.
It's distracting.
It's very distracting. No one's there to accept the clapping.
Right.
It's just a screen.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can see if, like, the director...
Yeah, and, if the director's in-house.
The cast are there.
I'll tell you, the only movie I ever saw where there was cast and crew was Firewall with Harrison Ford. Yeah. No clapping.
No, because it's not a good movie.
It's crap.
It's a really shit movie.
No clapping. So, yeah, I don't understand clapping. I would... appreciate if people stop. I'm not trying to ruin everybody's good time. I'm just saying,
like we were
you're
saying,
distracting.
Yeah, and it's been getting worse over the years.
Is Dad a clapper?
I don't think so.
I hope not. I know he reacts during movies.
Yeah.
Like, yeehaw, whatnot.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Yeah, shoot a gun in the air, but...
he's not a clapper. No. I haven't heard of that movie as a dad in like 20 years. So I don't know.
He usually falls asleep. So.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it's something that's getting worse. Like,
it's
I don't
weird.
Know
I don't get it.
Like, they used to just do it at the end of the movie.
Right, which I always
confuse me. Even
then,
is weird.
But now we're laser beams, clap, clap, clap.
Yeah, like, can you imagine when we finally see Star Wars? They're going to be
oh
clapping
my,
every
Jesus
thing.
Christ, it's just going to be a one long clap.
Yeah.
It's just going to be the whole thing.
Yeah, so people clap a lot now in the theater.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's like a regional thing. Like,
I don't know.
Like, is it everywhere?
Maybe.
Like, I would figure maybe in Soviet Russia they do no clapping.
No,
like,
it's
there's probably soldiers with guns and they say no clapping.
It's like wrestling in Japan, I guess, like, when you watch, like, a wrestling match, I guess, like, the silenter the better.
Yeah.
Because it's like disrespectful, like, I don't know, it's weird.
Which
it's
would
like
make me uncomfortable, I think.
It would make you very uncomfortable. And then I guess at the end you start going nutty, I don't know, it's a whole thing.
It's weird.
So yeah, Godzilla, man, then summer movies kicked off.
Yeah.
I heard Spider-Man 2 is hot garbage. I heard it
yep.
sucks
and
real bad.
We were talking about that too today, about how yeah. I was saying how Spider-Man's like one of my favorite characters, and he's just completely yeah. ruined by the movies for me.
Yeah. There's this whole summer, you know, the race for the summer movie and the whole thing. I had a lot invested in Godzilla. I don't think it's going to be the best summer movie. I hope we're not coming off sounding disappointed. We're not, but we're not over the moon about this movie. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see people getting a little too hyped for this.
Yeah.
People are going to tell you it's amazing. It's not. It's really good.
You're going to see probably those TV spots on your TV that says number one movie in America.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
But it's not. I don't think it's that good.
No.
It's good.
Winter Soldier was much better.
Winter
movie
Soldier,
wise,
yeah.
Movie wise,
thank
Winter
you for
Soldier.
Reminding me of Winter Soldier because
Winter Soldier was damn good.
Still my number one so far.
Yeah.
This year.
And so next on the summer movie agenda will be X-Men: Days of Future Past. I don't want to be down in this movie before even seeing it, but I'm kind of like X-Men'd out before even stepping through the theater.
Yeah,
stepping into the theater to see it, be like. I'm just so down on like what they've done to the franchise in general.
Yeah.
That the continuity is completely fucked.
Like of all the movies that they've gone and rebooted, why?
Why
haven't...
can't you just start over with X-Men?
Yeah, it's one of the oldest, and
no
the
one
that's been
yeah,
ruined
start
the most.
Start from the beginning. No one will care.
Like they're already changing all the storylines by bringing in time travel and
yeah.
what have you. Please, I want to see Days of Future Past.
Yeah, no, I'm totally going to see it. I think we should do it.
In my heart of hearts, I want them to just reboot it.
Yeah, please. And I feel like it's not going to be good. But
bring it back to Marvel.
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, it's funny. The way this podcast started was me and you doing an X-Men episode, anticipating Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
I think we should revisit that.
We should.
We should do an X-Men episode. Because yeah. I think I deleted that because it was really bad audio.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to do a Godzilla review. I would like to stay current. We did a decent job with that last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we did a review for Leezy, and we did a review for... We talked about, like, Pacific Rim, Man of Steel, World's End. So I'd like to stay as far current with the summer movies. I mean, some of them I'm just not going to see, obviously.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I'm more interested in seeing, like, How to Train Your Dragon 2 than, like, a lot of the other... You know what I mean? Like... Am I really going to go from, like, X-Men to Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, that's a two-month gap. There's not a lot of crap I want. Like, I don't want to see the new Transformers.
I can't think of anything I want to see except like for X-Men.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. 22 Jump Street, I would probably see.
Maybe I'll
see... Like, if I had to go to the theater.
We saw the trailer for Interstellar.
Yeah, no, so... that's not till November. Oh, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes.
That actually looks really good.
That looks good. I don't think it's going to do well.
It's not going to do well.
But I think it looks really good.
In my top 10 money makers, I actually have that as number 10.
Yeah, I see.
You know what? I regretted it. I regretted it. And I said something to Tom while we were doing the episode. Or the next week after, I said, I should have put that fucking Neighbors movie on there because it was in a dead spot. Nothing came out last week. Amazing Spider-Man sucks, so word of mouth got out about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that Neighbors movie made like $85 million at the box office. Cleaned up. Made a shitload of money. It was a perfect storm, money-wise.
Yeah. Whenever you throw a little comedy out there, people are going to grab for
it. And they linger. They're like a gross fart.
It's like the way people are. It's like they need, like... People need a laugh.
Yeah.
To, like, pick their spirits up.
Yep.
I don't know, it's like me
before I go to bed. I need to watch, like, cartoons or something.
Yeah. Plus, it's like... You throw any of those family-friendly movies out there, they're going to... Run to it.
Fuck those movies. Alright, let's wrap this Godzilla episode up, will we?
Alright.
So, that's a kickoff to the summer movies. Godzilla, good movie, go see it.
Give it a 3.
I gave it a 3.5. It's not a 4.
It's not a 5. No.
It's not disappointing. It's not great.
It's better than Pacific Rim.
Oh yeah, Pacific Rim sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Fuck that movie. Fuck Pacific Rim.
It's not good.
It was on the regular TV the other day, not good.
No.
I lied to myself walking out of the theater. I said, "Oh, that was pretty good."
Like where this movie succeeded was what
Pacific Rim sucked.
The character plots,
the characters are fleshed out a little bit more. You care about what's happening to the human characters
a little bit better,
and it's a little bit more coherent. Action wise.
Yes,
it looks great. This movie looks fantastic.
Yeah, like the finale of Godzilla is really good. The finale of Pacific Rim is
terrible. Yeah, you're done with those with that whole.
As soon as they're underwater, I'm like, you've had enough.
Yeah. So
with Pacific Rim.
Yeah, yeah, no, not with Godzilla. All right, so never wrap up this Godzilla episode. Yeah, I think we said everything that needed to be said. It's really not a movie that you can like break down. Like it's pretty simple. It's just
people running around, buildings exploding, monsters. There you go.
Oh no, look out Tokyo, here comes Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just see it in IMAX.
Yeah, please do.
See it in IMAX.
You'll be glad you did.
Yeah. Otherwise, you probably won't like it as much as we did.
Probably.
You'll like it probably less. And we're not like going nuts about it.
Yeah. Yeah, on regular TV, this will probably be not disappointing, but just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pop Junk goes to the movies. Godzilla, good times.
Godzuki.
I holding on hope for Mecha Godzilla in the sequel. Very open for a sequel.
Very open for a sequel.
King Gaiodra, Godzuki. What do you want? What do you want? You want everything? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I was Adam.
I was Evan.
That was Godzilla, and Godspeed, everyone.
Godspeed.
See you at the movies. Goodbye. This is easy. The music is just looking at you. Some of us.